Q98.5, Omaha's Modern Hit Music with Pat and JT.
I have no idea.
Know the show at 9:45. You can get Red Hot Chili Peppers tickets and or Maroon 5 tickets just for knowing the show. It's extremely easy. Huh. We're about 30 minutes away from that.
Huh. All right, temperature today is going to get us into the 40s, maybe. Yesterday we kind of, we didn't even come close to hitting the mark. It was supposed to be in the 50s yesterday.
Yeah, it wasn't even close. Are you kidding me?
So 48 today, 28 tonight. And then 52 tomorrow, near 60 on Sunday.
Next Wednesday, our friends from Prism are going to be in studio talking about some of their investigations that they've done here in the Midwest, paranormal investigation. They're a group here locally. And last Friday, took somebody, one of you guys, with them to the Squirrel Cage Jail and did an overnight investigation.
This is the coolest place, and I've been there. I don't know. We've got Psychic Andy is in the studio with us right now with Elizabeth, his sister as well, Healings by Elizabeth. And you guys ever been to Squirrel Cage Jail?
I don't think I want to. Squirrel Cage Jail?
It's in Council Bluffs. It doesn't sound scary, but I heard
it.
Yeah.
No, it
really
does. It sounds scary.
It's on the National Registry, Historic Buildings, and there are two others, I think, like it. But in any case, it's built in a cylindrical shape, and it's cut like a pie, like Trivial Pursuit, and each piece of the pie is a jail cell.
Huh.
But there's only one door. So they have to crank it to turn it around to get the jail cell to the door if they wanted someone to get in or out of their cell.
That's creepy.
And so it kept them all inside. Well, they
I
found out
go.
that was a great idea until there was a fire, or until somebody was ill, or people died because they couldn't crank it around, hand crank,
yeah,
to turn this
codes.
Whole
Ooh,
thing around.
Oh my gosh.
To get people out. So we went on the tour, and yet it's like two floors of jails, and then the third floor is where the warden and his family lived.
Which would be the worst third
the
floor
bedrooms.
Apartment on the planet.
Oh, can you imagine the energy in that place?
Uh-huh, because I could feel it right
oh
when,
my
when
gosh.
We got in there. Just you couldn't get your breath.
We should go, Andy.
You really should.
Yeah, I've
I went during the day. They all went last Friday night overnight.
Oh no, I wouldn't go during the night. I would go during the
I know.
Day.
Yeah,
would you go? Did you
no.
go?
I don't know. I would go during the day. I don't think I could do it at night, though. That'd
okay.
be a little too much.
Because I know some, especially if there's children ghosts there,
yeah.
you're not going to
My
go
luck,
near
I would have no a ghost jump on me like a backpack and go to my house.
There was a cat ghost that they picked up. Ooh, the last time they were there, the folks from Prism.
Cat goes very rare.
They found the cat ghost. Did we
We don't have
that
the
one?
Cat one.
Oh,
you
okay.
could hear it meowing. You literally could hear it meowing.
In the background, you could just kind of hear this. And then they
That's
had a.
Creepy.
Do you have some of the others from the squirrel
we do.
Cage?
These aren't the ones from last week. We've got two of them from last summer when they did it. And
yeah,
then in a couple of minutes, these are the ones they captured just last week.
Okay. Play these are the old ones that they had. And one of them has the sound. Do we have any other headphones? One of them was the sound of. Jeez. What you get what you
I'm
pay
intuitive.
For.
I should,
right.
I'm
just
know
telling you.
The clip, though. I should know what they're
I just want
say.
You all to know you get what you pay for, okay?
Yeah, that's right.
You come work with us, man. That's it. But anyway, there's the sound of someone speaking in another language in the background.
Oh.
Listen to this.
Here we go.
That's really the all the prisoner deaths that we know about. Not very many of them. That's about it. I just going to.
Did you hear that?
Oh my God!
That Russian.
That right there. That was
They're thinking of some sort of like
That's
Slavic.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounded
yeah.
Russian or something
and
like that.
And then this other one, there's a whisper in the background. Listen to this.
It did, and it hit me.
Yes, it did.
Do you want to write that down?
Now, if you hear that, it's little, behind the church.
It's behind the church.
Creepy.
It's right after,
I love it.
Like a door. You can hear a door. A door opened, hit somebody. You can, oh, it hit me. And listen to this behind the church.
It did, and it hit me.
Yes, it did.
Do you want to write that down?
Whoa. Isn't that crazy?
Chills.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay, now we got new ones?
These are the ones, and we haven't listened to these yet at all.
No, we haven't listened to these. Okay.
Apparently, there's going to be more of them next Wednesday. These are just some of the little teasers they sent us. These are some of the EVPs they captured last Friday at Squirrel Cage Jail. Here we go. Oh, that's not it. Yeah.
Nope,
it?
It's not.
No, here it is right here. The second floor whisper, it says.
We are running out of
oxygen. Oh, God, what did she say?
Now, listen. Okay, now, wait. Because they're up there just doing their thing, talking to each other and this and that. They didn't hear that. So then when they go back and they listen to these, that's when they hear these voices that show up behind
right.
there.
Oh, my
so,
gosh.
Did she say I'm mad or
listen
something?
To it.
We are running out of audio.
I am mad. I am mad.
I am mad.
Oh, gosh.
Give me the chills. I feel like that, someone's behind me.
Or could it be, I'm here?
I don't know.
We are running out of audio.
Yeah, that was sort of... Didn't you hear that? Okay, now what's the other one?
Oh, my gosh. This is downstairs, I'm right here. Let's see what you said.
I don't see it.
Oh, do that again. From the beginning.
I can hear it.
I don't see it.
I could hear it a little
downstairs,
bit, yeah.
Downstairs, I'm right here.
Yeah.
Wow.
Creepy.
So that's some of the stuff that they captured at the Squirrel Cage Jail. So what's your take on that? What we know what EVPs are, but who are they coming from? What are they?
You know what amazes me
good
is
question.
That...
Wait, we know what they are, but what are they?
Oh.
Way to try and sound intelligent.
Mm-hmm. I'm just practicing to be a moderator at the next political debate.
Yeah. Uh-huh. How does it work, basically?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay,
yeah. How does it work?
You know, JT's just losing it over here. You know, what's amazing to me is how people can still not believe in ghosts.
Yes.
There's so much overwhelming evidence. And honestly, Pat, I don't know exactly how it works. It has to do with, a frequency.
But people talk about, like, energy or captured
imprints.
At a place. Yeah, imprint.
Yes.
So is an imprint the same as somebody from the other side talking
or
to you or a ghost?
Or are they trying to communicate with you?
Well, here's my take on it, and I don't know, I'll use we've all heard of the Villisca Axe Murder House, okay, and a lot of people have been there to check it out and do ghost busting there, but when people go into a haunted place, they're expecting it to be a little bit creepy, and then they feel fear, they feel anxiety, which spills out and starts to, over time, that feeling of anxiety and fear becomes an imprint. So with all the people going in there, now hundreds of people have ghost-busted Squirrel Cage Jail, for example. So after a while, you have to wonder, yes, it's haunted, but half of what people are sensing and feeling is probably the leftover anxiety and fear of other ghost hunters.
Yeah, the people going through it.